Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life. When I want to live, she's everything to me in life that life can never need. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And we appreciate everybody joining in. We're also on YouTube Live. Check us out there. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And we're just kind of figuring out what's going on in the world today. And I was looking at different kind of news and everything like that, and really everybody's just talking about California still, and I really haven't done any digging on that because, you know, who the hell cares? But other than that, you know, there's been some pretty bad accidents out there. We talked about it yesterday. The Tesla car crashed into a big truck that was parked in a rest area, so they've sent the, like, NTSB safety council to check that out, and different things like that. Also, what I was looking at, too, was what did I do with it? So there was a train, big truck hit a train and was fatally injured on that one. The Border Patrol said that they seized $671,000 worth of cocaine in the tires of a tractor trailer hauling juice. So there you go. Better Call Saul reference there. That's where they put it, in the tires. So basically nothing much going on other than that. There is still commenting period for the speed limiter rule proposal. So if you go into regulations.gov, and let's see if it's still in here. See, it's not pulled up here on the, but it's the FMCSA rule. See if I can just hit the back button. Nope, that's not it. Let's see, regulations.gov. And usually it comes up in the top results, but it doesn't. So if you do proposed rule 2022 speed limiter, pop right up. No, that's not it either.
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, going down the Eastern Seaboard. Got my dick wound up,
on trying to figure out how to find that again. We put it on. I thought we put it on our Facebook page, but we didn't. Whoops. I'm going to... There it goes, it's searching. Usually what you have to do is, that's the proposed rule. Supporting related material is not it. So... You know what I need to do is remember the docket number, but I can't do that either. There we go. Maybe this got it. There it is. Yeah, it's 2022-0004-0001. But they've given you, it says 6 days left. I think they said the 18th. But see, this was put in there like back in May. And they were supposed to cancel the comments out, and they still haven't done that. So yeah, they're still, let's see, I still got it on our Facebook page. And... whoops, it's not it. So, yeah. So, yeah, we're trying to figure out if we can put this. Yesterday I remember I put it on the Facebook page. I put it on. I shared it to our posts, to the Facebook page. And get down here to it. Still in the commenting period, and you can still get to it from our Facebook page. I did that yesterday evening. So yeah, the commenting period is still on for, like I said, the speed limiters. So go check that out. Like I said, regulations.gov. We've got it posted, shared to our Redneckinize Facebook page. And I'll share it to our Twitter as well. It's, you know, you just never know. Yeah, Greg actually brought it up yesterday evening, and that's just the way it goes. So we'll see how that folds. I was going to also look to see, there was a, remember, driver requests hours of service exemption, and yeah, that was back on landline, and that was back in early June, and of course it's in the 30-day public comment period, can be submitted through June 11th. So let's see if that's still available. Let's see. Think that's right. Yep, here it is. It's a notice of application for exemption request for comments, and as the authority to grant exemptions from certain motor carrier safety regulations, FMCSA must publish a notice of each exemption request in the Federal Register. The agency must provide a public an opportunity to inspect the information relevant. And I just wanted to see if they put comments up. 639 comments. Read public comments. Here we go. Comment period ends today. And yeah, you can't really look at the comments. I mean, it tells you when the comment was made, but doesn't give you any kind of like, what are they saying? It says browse posted comments. I can't do that. Am I like, because it's not signed in or what? Because there's no way to read the comments. I thought I could, but I will. Now, there is a way you can still make a comment. So that's not closed off. It says it ends today, but you can still make a comment. Let's go and figure that out. All about something right there. So, yeah. Speed limiters, still commenting. You got until July 18th is what it says. They may extend it further because they really don't want to change it. I don't think they really want to do that. I think they're just getting pressure from lawyers or people who, you know, brought this case on to want to do it. I don't think they really want to do it. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me that they think that that's feasible. I mean, people are not going to abide by it. It's not going to get enforced that much. And you're probably going to see a lot of different industries, a lot of different trucking companies get exemptions, especially when it comes down to like disaster time when they need freight moved and all that. You know, that's what it's going to boil down to. And what you're going to see is you're going to see the rates just skyrocket. The rates are just going to go sky high. I mean, that's the only thing I can see is that, you're going to see these people that are going to have to, if they're going to start doing stuff legitimate, which, you know, most of the time they don't anyway, they cheat on their logbooks to get that freight because they book that cheap freight and they got to move it. They better, you know, they got to drive all night and all day to make that money because, you know, we all know you can't make pennies on a dollar and then expect to just do everything legal. You're doing stuff illegally in order to make good money. So we know that. If they're going to actually have to be legitimate, which I mean, they're probably not going to be because they're still going to be able to move the freight. The customers don't care. The shippers don't care. So they'll still move the freight cheap because there's always going to be somebody out there that'll do it cheaper. So that's just the way that goes. We'll see how that goes. But other than that, ain't too much going on out here, you know. I mean, I'm going to a party on Saturday afternoon at the Harley dealership. I'm going to try to get some good video this time around. I've been working on making sure I can get there in a timely manner and get some good video made. It's always like I get too tired or what have you, so I don't really do anything. But pull up my calendar here. So yeah, it's next Thursday. Next Thursday there's another party. So we'll be shooting for that one too. And that should be pretty fun. And look, man, July is almost over with. The real Pride Month. It's almost over. So get with that. And we'll see how that goes. The Truckers Jamboree, which I'll get it pulled up here so everybody can see what I'm talking about. There you go. Go to share right here. I mean, really, it's at iowa80truckstop.com. You go to Truckers Jamboree, and it pulls it up for you, and you can see it. where it says 1 day, 5 hours, 43 minutes, 21 seconds. Mark your calendars, 2022 Truckers Jamboree. Yesterday, one of our Redneck and I's founders, Robbie, called in. He said he was over there over the weekend. He was in Iowa, and they've already got the area blocked off and the tent set up. So you see this. So I wonder if I can zoom in on this picture. Well, anyway, this should be the truck stop. Okay, here's the highway right here. Yeah, okay. And so this here is the fuel island. And then all of this is the maintenance and everything. Well, what they do is they've got this area here is basically always open for truck parking, this area and then this area right here. Now, this has usually got truck parking down here, but what they do is they block this off. You see there's tents down here and there's a stage right here, and there's going to be more stuff. And then all the show trucks are going to be right here. This is where all the show trucks are going to be. So when they do the fireworks, they set the fireworks up over here somewhere. And when you set the fireworks off, you got the – if you're over here in the middle of the area here, the trucks are all lit up, and then the fireworks in the background. It's pretty awesome. That's the way – when I was there, that's the way it looked. And a lot of stuff going on for all that. Let's see here. You know, they got the antique truck display, which basically what they've done is they've got a museum that's full of trucks. And they have a bunch of trucks in storage that you don't really see every day. I don't know if you can see them in the museum or not, but they bring them outside and they set them, and they're bumper to bumper. I mean, there's so many of them, and they fit them all in that little area. And so that's pretty cool to look, because there's a lot of them. There's no air ride. The insides of the trucks are all still, you know, the same. They haven't been modified. So it's just that you can, and a lot of old school truckers will show up there and say, this is what I drove when I first started. And it's pretty much awesome because to hear stories being told and all that. So there'll be live music. I didn't know if we ever got told who was going to be there. See, exhibitor info. There is going to be a shine show where if you want to go there. I thought there was going to be a where you can see who's going to be playing a concert. I thought they had announced it, but I guess they never did. Contest, beauty, travel info. No? I thought maybe. Let's see. Oh, that's just for that. Let's see, schedule of events. Let's try that one. How about that? So main stage, here you go. Danny Lynn Howe and band. And then was that Kylie Frey? Never heard of him. Everyone's like, what? Are you crazy? How can you not? I mean, I'm just saying, never heard of him. Diamond Rio. I knew that there was somebody going to be big. So, yeah, there you go. Diamond Rio. Friday night, 7 o'clock, and then Moe's Garage. Never heard of them. Saturday, everything closes at 5. So there's not really anything going on Saturday other than, you know, the cookout, and you got a couple of different things going on. It looks like the Brat Pack is singing. That might be, I mean, the Brat Pack to me would be some type of, like, you know, quartet or something. That might be pretty cool. I don't know, though. Could be some hard rock band that nobody likes. but they'll be giving out the awards and everything. But Thursday is the big time where they'll have the, it says 9 p.m. at dusk. They got the lights for the night competition and the fireworks display. And then, of course, Friday, you see, after the concert at 9 p.m., the fireworks display. But there's no light show. There might still be a light show, but the light show is on Thursday night. So make sure you see all that. And we're looking forward to sharing that with everybody that can't make it. So check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com to get those videos. We'll be putting them on YouTube the best we can and everything. So get that done. But other than that, like I said, ain't too much else going on. We're just rocking it along here. That song always gets a delay on there. So, what I was looking at was The California Assembly bill will force carriers to classify owner-operators as employees. Experts are concerned how this will what? This is from fleetowner.com. And just stop it. So when the U.S. Supreme Court late last month refused to consider the appeal challenging the California law restricting the use of owner-operators, the question among industry experts wasn't whether this would impede the questions in the Golden State or impede operations in the Golden State, but to what degree. California Assembly Bill 5 set forth a three-pronged legal test for independent contractors that, if failed, would require employers to hire these contractors as employees. The bill was originally intended to affect gig economy workers such as the rideshare and food delivery drivers. And while there are many professions exempted from the law, truck driving is not among them. The owner-operator model has existed for decades, does not meet this test, but preliminary injunction was issued by the U.S. Southern District Court of California to allow truck drivers to act as independent contractors during the ensuing litigation from the California Trucking Association. However, the Supreme Court opting to decline the appeal from the Ninth Circuit, the district court must repeal the injunction, rendering AB 5 applicable to truck drivers. It's uncertainty in the law as carriers attempt to navigate restrictions. Perceived violations of the law will still need to be litigated on the case-by-case basis, as AB 5 is not specific to any one industry. There's uncertainty as how trucking operations can be tweaked to meet the law's requirements. California has provided no guidance to owner-operators about how they can work as independent contractors under this new scheme. According to the statement from the Owner-Operator Independent Driver Association, the truckers will be at the mercy of the courts to interpret how the law will be applied. It says many carriers anticipating that AB 5 would eventually be applied to trucking have converted contractors to employees. Other carriers have searched for alternative solutions. Some might, if they haven't already, establish a brokerage arm and get drivers who will need their own operating authority to haul freight. This would be an attempt to satisfy the requirements from AB 5 that the contractor must perform work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. Work that is outside of the usual course of the hiring entity's business. See, so, okay, yeah, okay, so that's what it is. So let's say that a carrier has company drivers, but they also have owner-operators. That would be against the law. You can't. So that's what they're saying. It's work outside the usual course of business, of the hiring entity's business. So basically, if you're a plumber and you want to hire another plumber, you can't hire that plumber as a contractor. Now, but if you are some type of other service and you want to hire a plumber or hire a truck driver, you can, as long as you don't do the job yourself. So as long as your business does not do that job, then you can hire that person as a contractor. And that's, you know, that's when you hire a contractor, it's kind of like when you're a lawyer and you want to hire somebody to, remodel your office. Well, you can hire them as a contractor because you're not in the office remodeling business. It says a weak link in the supply chain. Last year's images of cargo ships backed up in California ports are still looming in the minds of many of those industries worried that the restrictions of the owner-operator out west will only serve to expand upon the country's supply chain crisis. As Truckload Carrier Association President Jim Ward put in, dryage, the transport of cargo from ocean vessels, could be partially affected as a large portion of these drivers traditionally have operated as independent contractors. And I've said this before. I've said it a couple of times. I was at the truck show in Houston. A lot of those guys out there, what they do is they're in the – they do the same thing, you know. And in Texas, there's less restrictions on what they can do as owner-operators, company, or whatever. The guy said that his business, like, went up, like, over 50% because the ships are not going to California. The ships are coming to Texas. The ships are not – they're going to the ports other than California, you know. I mean, they're probably going to Mexican ports and then be putting on the rail, you know, or whatever. But they're not going into the California ports. The California ports are not as busy as they used to be because of all these laws. And that's what this guy, he's in the business there in Houston. And he's actually said, you know, it's not, that's not how it is. It's the business is booming in other parts of the country because of California's crazy laws. So that, there you go. And that was from the Truckload Carrier Association, who, okay, are you in the dryage business? Or are you in the truckload carrier business? See, that's always somebody got to stick their nose in it. You know, I mean, these are the people we call so-called industry experts. You know, it's like I'm no experts, and I can tell you that, you know. Just reminds me of old Uncle Bob when he was a general on the movie War Games. You know, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it would do anything. You know, I mean, you just don't know sometimes. Says there's no way around the idea of we're going to lose capacity, said Avery Weiss, VP of trucking for FTR. There's going to be some operations that just say, I don't deal with this. I'm just going to leave California. I'm going to shut down altogether. There you go. Legislation likely will hamstring the operations of smaller carriers more than larger ones, as smaller companies have less ability to hire and manage personnel and pay the requisite benefits. And that's the other thing. So I guess, well, I mean, they're going to pay benefits. I mean, of course, there's always somebody coming in doing that too. You know, there's always these companies that say, you know, just we'll be the ones to handle it all, and then we'll make all the money. Like, you know, we'll cut you a deal, but we've got you, you know, it's kind of like a lease purchase, where if you're a small business and you can't afford to go out and go to, like, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever, and get your own benefits, you hire a company to do that for you. Well, what they're doing is they're charging you this set amount of money. And what they're really doing is they're buying those benefits at a discounted rate and charging you a premium and pocketing the difference. And sometimes it could be, you know, 50 to 100%. So you got to watch out for that too. And, but it's still, I mean, really that's the only law that I see, is that you can't hire somebody as a contractor to do business that is not outside of your normal operating business. And that's all I can see. And all this other is just quotes from other, you know, so-called industry leaders. You know, why would I want to read something about people they don't really know? You know, they don't know. And they don't care to know. Be honest with you, they don't care. You know, they have all these, you know, issues that the lawyers, hey, you know, you can't do that. And they're like, why can't I do it no more? I want to be able to do it. And they hire a bunch of lawyers to figure out why. And then they just change. They just modify. Everybody, you know, Greg says it all the time. You know, the trucking industry leaders, the people that have all the money and the power, you know, they say, I have money, I have power. They don't. They don't care. They just, you know, put their tail between their legs and do whatever the government tells them. You know, they're scared. You know, when really if they stood up, they could actually win a bunch of things. You know, I mean, at least OIDA stands up to people. You know, they don't stand up very hard, but at least they try to. And that's the only good thing I got to say about OIDA. So anything other than that. But we'll find out what's going on. And, you know, we'll just, this is what we do, you know, figuring out what's going on with everything else. Like I said, truck shows and life on the road. I don't know, things are, you can start seeing the construction down here in Texas is getting a little more crazy because the weather, like here, literally, it has not been, there has not been a rainy day in the last 2 months. I mean, it's like it might drizzle every now and then. You might get an overnight storm. But like, you know, a dreary, rainy day where, you know, you can't do anything because it's been raining all day has not existed here in the last 2 months here in South Texas. There's been overnight storms. There's been some rain overnight where it's been bad weather. But other than that, and, you know, during the day, the sun's out, you know, and it's hot and it's muggy. So, yeah. But other than that, like I said, we're going to slide on out of here. Let me go ahead and put this one on. There you go. How about that? Mm-mm-mm. So until next time, we're going to cut on out of here because I'm going to go ahead and fix me something to eat and get to work. And I hope everybody having a great day. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You can check them out at truckertools.com or download the app from the App Store. We appreciate all their support. So go check them out, Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. And we appreciate all you guys' support and everything throughout the times that we've been. We're going to be at the Truckers for Hope, which is going to be in September out in Pennsylvania. And that's the next big truck show for Redneck and I's. And we'll try to be at the other truck shows, you know, out and about whenever we can, trying to get things out to all of our supporters to where they can hand stuff out when they go to those shows. So, like I said, keep posted, redneckandeyes.com. And you guys just keep it going out there and keep the wheels moving, keep the tires turning, and everybody else keep the home fires burning, and we'll be out there. So until next time, you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.